Today's Geography webcast is all about rocks and the landscape. We'll start off by looking at different types of rock and how they're formed. In your notes, you need to make sure that you have revised the three main types of rock: igneous rock, sedimentary rock, and metamorphic rock. We'll start with igneous rocks. Igneous rocks are formed by fire, in that they are formed inside the interior of the Earth in the magma. Some are formed by the lava cooling on the Earth's surface after being thrown out by volcanic eruptions. For example, the basic lava that flows from constructive margins and forms shield volcanoes, such as in Canada, form basaltic rock. This has been eroded into hexagonal blocks at the Giant's Causeway, for example, in Northern Ireland. Others are formed by magma cooling underground after having been intruded into other rocks without reaching the surface. Granite is a good example of this type of igneous rock. These are often intruded during building of fold mountains along destructive plate margins. And granite outcrops on the surface after erosion occur in places such as Scotland and Devon and Cornwall, as well as the dramatic cliffs at Land's End. So if we just recap there, we have in igneous rocks basalt and granite. In terms of sedimentary rocks, these are formed in a different way. These rocks are laid down in layers or beds with lines of weakness or bedding planes between the layers. For example, when sand is compressed, we get sandstone rock. Clay occurs from the accumulation and compression of mud. Limestone and chalk consist of calcium carbonate, which forms from the remnants of plants and animals. So, for example, seashells from sea creatures are made from calcium carbonate, and when these animals die, the masses of shells accumulate on the seafloor, building up layers of limestone rock. A lot of limestone was formed during the Carboniferous period, which was 280 to 345 million years ago, because at this time much of Britain was in a warm, shallow sea, which is rich in plant and animal life, a bit like the Caribbean today. Then we have metamorphic rock, and these rocks are rocks that have been changed in shape or form due to pressure or heat. When this happens, for example, we often are at destructive plate boundaries and fault lines. Heat and pressure change limestone into marble, for example, or clay into slate. Both marble and slate are harder forms of the original rock, and therefore have greater economic value. Marble is widely used in the building trade, and in floors and in kitchens, whereas slate splits easily into sheets, and was, until recently, often used as roofing material in the UK. So again, to recap, we have metamorphic rock, such as marble and slate, and sedimentary rock, such as limestone, chalk, and sandstone. Each of the three different types of rock are formed in different methods, and you'll need to make sure that you have understood how they're formed, and not to confuse the three in your exam paper. We now move on to the distribution of rock types within the UK. And the distribution of the rocks tells us something about the geological past of the UK and where and what the climate was in the past. It is customary to divide the country into two parts using a line running from the mouth of the River Tees to the mouth of the River Exe, separating highland and lowland Britain. This is called the Tees-Exe line. The geology of highland Britain to the north and west of the Tees-Exe line is dominated by old and hard rocks. The majority of these old hard rocks are igneous and metamorphic rocks, and because they are hard, they have resisted erosion and therefore form the upland and mountainous parts of the country. This contrasts with the lower land Britain to the south and east of the Tees-Exe line. The geology is dominated by younger sedimentary rock. Here is much low-lying and flat land, such as clay valves. Chalk, however, is more resistant to erosion than many of the other sedimentary rocks which surround it. This is why we have chalk ridges and scarps, such as the North and South Downs. So again, to recap, we have a line dividing Britain into two, and the line is called the Tees X line, which runs from the mouth of the River Tees to the mouth of the River X. To the south and east of this line, we have the sedimentary rocks, and to the north and west of that line, we have mainly metamorphic and igneous rocks. Igneous rocks and metamorphic rocks, being more resistant, have formed the upland regions and mountainous regions of the country, whereas the sedimentary rocks, because they erode quicker, have formed the lowland of the UK.